It's 8:21. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Nice, bright, sunshiny middle of September, September 14th.
It is going to be a nice day today. Wow. 81 for the high. Of course, we got mid-80s, getting closer to 90 by next week. Anyway, with us, we have a special guest in studio.
One of our most favorite girls ever, because she not only is so much fun to have on air, but she also brings us treats. Good morning, Emily Garden.
The middle of September?
It's September 14th.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I mean, still good morning, but I'm the middle?
It is.
Mid-September, yeah.
Does that make it officially fall?
No, not yet.
No, I guess technically
it might. But we are talking fall products here, so we better say.
It's fall.
Yeah.
We're falling in love with fall.
We are falling in love with fall with all this yumminess. Talk about what you're bringing in.
I brought back the 80s, and as I told Kay this morning, I wasn't even alive in the 80s, so this is a really, truly out-of-body experience for me. If you were alive in the 80s, you might remember that we had Danishes, and I'm going to give a big old shout-out to Connie at the office. She loved the raspberry Danish, and since I got hired, she's made sure to tell me, I liked the raspberry Danish. Bring back the raspberry Danish. Well, Connie, I didn't get the raspberry Danish, but I did bring the cheese Danish back for you.
And I loved it.
Yeah, you did?
Oops. I'm
and I've heard it
back
is.
Back in the day, I would make a special trip before work, because I was in the I was alive and an adult.
So you were born in the 80s?
Adulting in the 80s.
You were adulting, yeah.
And I would make a special trip to McDonald's just for this delight.
Well, I will tell you, they look amazing. It's delicious. It's a cheese Danish, a little bit of a buttery, flaky crust, and a light vanilla drizzle. We warm it up just a little bit for you in our ovens, and then send it out nice and warm and delicious. But the better part is that we even got you a drink to pair it with. And, you know, Chris, being your old neighbor, I happen to know you're a pretty basic dude. Mm-hmm. Mow your lawn, forget to finish siding your house, and you like a pumpkin spice latte in the fall.
Sure. Yeah. You got you nailed that right on the head.
I totally did. But your lawn's looking good. I checked on it last week.
Oh, my gosh. She drives by and stalks.
I do.
Even though she's not your neighbor anymore.
Basically, your number one not fan.
I'm hoping to get my siding done by the end of this year. This is like year number two.
That's a good call. Maybe throw up some scaffolding and I'll stop by and just see what's going on.
Oh.
Is it good?
I just became in love.
The fall season brought back our pumpkin spice latte, and I'm more of like a mocha frappe girl, so I tend to forget a little bit sometimes what is a latte. You know, like, let's go back to the basics. It's milk and espresso, steamed milk and espresso, or in the case of Chris's iced latte, it is ice and espresso and that pumpkin flavoring. So delicious fall treats this morning pair perfectly together with the third edition, the pumpkin pie.
Love it.
So we have the cheese Danish, the pumpkin and cream pie, and both the iced and hot pumpkin spice latte.
Is absolutely divine. I haven't indulged in the pastry quite yet, just because I don't want to be rude on air.
You should be rude on air.
I'll just do it.
I'm not going to judge you. It's delicious.
I'm waiting for that comment from Emily.
So anyway, no, we have lots of good stuff going on. We just finished a couple of remodels in Cedar Falls, and surprise, we are starting one in Charles City. It's not going to be a full lobby remodel, but we are going to be kind of switching up that front counter experience, which will be exciting. And that's set to start here in about the next 6 weeks. So you'll be seeing a little bit of construction, some change. Oh, Chris, I like your face.
What was that? I'm not even listening to
you. Yeah, I'm
really enjoying the Danish.
This is like really good.
I'm just in my element of my taste buds right now.
You think you're going to have to make some more special trips?
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
You're saying something about remodel? What?
We are remodeling a little bit. Yep, the front counter area. So you'll see a little bit of construction going on there in about 6 weeks. But don't worry, we're just going to make it even better for you all. So always seeking to make it a better experience for our customers, for our crew, for the whole kind of McDonald's experience is just going to get better for you. So
does that mean that there is going to be a halt in counter sales at that time, or how's that going to work?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think temporarily, just very shortly. Yeah. The last time we did one like this, it was only 9 or 10 days that we had to shut down the dining room.
Drive-through never fails. Just
drive-through so. Does. No, it's so fast since we did that drive-through update. So lots of good stuff. And you know, the other thing that fall means is McRib. I don't have a date for you yet, but I just want you to be thinking that, you know, pumpkin spice, she's Danish, pumpkin and cream pie. That means McRib is coming soon.
Oh, mm-hmm. I cannot wait. McRib's one of my favorites.
Yes.
I can't even think about that right now. I'm too involved in this Danish. Oh, my gosh.
What's your favorite part of it, Kay?
The filling.
Yeah.
Everything, actually. The flaky crust.
Mm-hmm.
The filling by far. And you know, it's interesting because I don't like cheesecake, but I like this.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm just not a cheesecake girl. I'm not. I just don't prefer it. But
you like pumpkin pie though, right?
But I love this.
Pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a hint of pumpkin. It's not overwhelming, which is nice. Chris, what do you? You don't usually eat what I bring in the morning,
so
I'm really excited to see you enjoying this cheese Danish. What are you liking most about it?
Everything that Kay said. It's nice and warm, and yeah, it's perfect.
Good. I'm happy to hear.
Yeah, you normally don't taste stuff right away.
I'm not even a sweet kind of person.
No,
this is amazing.
I'm really happy. This is a success. Scott Soifer marked this down as a success on the KCHA taste scale. I want to know too what you guys think of it. So we brought some giveaways for Chris and Kay to hand out. We have free cheese Danishes and free pumpkin spice lattes, either iced or hot, however you feel you'd like to have them. And we are excited for them to go ahead and give those away on air for you however they please this week. So if you don't hear them, you call Chris and Kay and you ask them. You say, where's my free cheese Danish? Emily brought them.
We're not hoarding them. I promise.
We promise we will. Absolutely divine. So remodel in about 6 weeks or so.
Yep.
A little bit of time at the front counter.
Probably just about 10 days.
Okay. Perfect. McRibs are coming.
Yes. And that, you know what? Think about it. You've got the holiday season. You have Friday night football, Thursday night volleyball, Wednesday night cross country. My goodness, our families and parents busy right now. So we have buy one, get one for $1 also happening. Come on in and buy a sandwich, get another one for $1. That's the quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, and 10-piece nugget. So you can really feed the whole family on that for a really good deal. It's a fast stop through. We are running really great drive-through times and just ready to serve you wherever you're coming from, however you need to get a meal, we're ready and there for you.
Awesome.
Why we love Soifer Family McDonald's.
Well, thank you so much. By the way, you look so cute in
thank
your fall
you.
Attire. Your fall colored hair. You
thank
just
you.
The opinion.
I tried to fall out this morning. Like everything fall.
So what are you going to dress up as Halloween this year? You're always a fan of costumes. So
Gosh. I was actually kind of thinking about that. So we have two dogs too, and I want to do like a family costume. Brady's in a meeting right now, so he can't say no to it. And so Brady fell in a hole, my husband. He was coaching football, and I want to keep making fun of him for it.
He fell in a hole?
Yeah.
Oh, that was true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just a meme.
No, it was totally funny. No, he like tripped and I'm like, you're such a klutz. And I told him to get up because the play was still happening and nobody cared. And I'm a really good wife. And so I'm thinking like, do I make like a grass hole around him?
Oh, gosh.
And then all three of like the dogs and I are like a laughing emoji. I don't know. I'll keep you updated. If not that, maybe we'll be pumpkins. We'll see. We're pretty cute. I'll let you know.
You are so good at
that. Either way, you'll probably win the contest.
Yes.
If there was a contest. Well, thank you very much, Emily, for joining us. And we'll talk to you here soon. Thanks
Sounds
for the
good.
Goodies.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
It is 8:30. We have your weather coming up.